Were the Romans environmentalists, do you think?
No. I mean, they saw some things had to be done, like canals built and
Strained.
that they understand, but world climate and world warming, they didn't know. Well,
They
of course they wouldn't.
wouldn't have screamed from rooftops
No,
that
no.
God is green.
No, no,
How do you say
no.
that in Latin?
What, the God is green? It was really disaster.
They wouldn't have screamed from rooftops.
Domorum fastigius. Non exclamavisent. They would
Take
not
you.
have screamed, Deus vini disest, God is green. They would not have done that. Well, no one understood that stuff in those days.
Well, maybe the Stoics would have done because they had.
Well, they had a vision of the world complex. The Stoics did. But I don't know about ecology. I don't know.
They believed in the
The totality of creation, they
creation.
did. Yes, they did.
Were there lots of Stoics around in Roman times?
Oh, there always were. Of course, Seneca was the big one, the big Roman representative of Stoicism.
Okay, well, let's dedicate this piece to Seneca. I'm going to take you to the rooftop of the world. What's that? You know
Where's
that.
that?
The Himalaya.
Okay,
How do you say the
in
rooftop?
Orbis Cacumine. Orbis Cacumine, in the highest point of the world.
I'm going to tell you something that will make your skin crawl. How do you say making one's skin crawl in
What
Latin?
does that mean?
Feeling
Skin
uncomfortable
crawl.
makes you cringe. I don't
Or facciato nasio ego. Go on.
You won't answer my questions. I'm going to speak about the Himalaya melting. Glacial lakes, this is an article I found, pose a new peril as ice turns to water. So, how do you say that? Could.
Lacus glaciales novum afferunt periculum. Ice turns to water.
Yeah.
Glaciae in aquam transiunte.
So,
Ice turning over into water.
this is an alarm. This is a real alarm. This is serious stuff. How do you say this is serious stuff? It's a
Res
real alarm.
maxime seria.
Alarm? How do you say
Est
alarm?
admonitio gravissima. I don't know anything about the Himalayas.
In 1994, a mile-long glacial lake near Bhutan's border with Tibet ruptured catastrophically. And how do you say rupturing catastrophically?
Oh, my Lord. What is the lake ruptus est in calamitatem?
Over a period of several hours, just think, the entire lake, more than 1 billion cubic feet of water, emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away an artisan's colony near the town of Punaka, killing 23 people. Okay, let's just translate. More than 1 billion cubic feet of water emptied out,
Oh, and
sending.
you say a billion, you can't say this. Well, you can say it in Latin. You can almost say, blah, 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 blah,
You
blah.
can write it.
You can write it. You can say, Milena, milia,
A ramp.
cuborum, aquae. Evacuae facta sunt. We're emptied.
Emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away a
Quae
village.
torrentem devastantem in valem direxerunt.
Global warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these thousands of glaciers.
Hey, global warming, ergo. Calefactio planetae. In recessum coegit. What the?
Has forced into retreat.
Yes,
Global
what?
warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these glaciers, which are shrinking.
Denique tandem omnes. Oh, glaciarum moles. These are glaciers.
During the Little Ice Age, which ended as recently as 150 years ago, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Oh, so let's translate. Little Ice Age.
Many, many, many parva glaciae aetas.
Changing the subject. The Romans that had ice houses, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they did. They kept ice in Iceland and
in the Alps.
they kept ice. They took it from the snow and they put it into
Yeah,
the
I
houses.
understand, but they had ice houses like the Eskimos is another story.
No, I mean houses where they kept ice.
Oh, ice houses, not ice houses. Well, yeah, they used ice in their wine and they imported ice. And you were supposed to put ice in your wine
They eat ice
to
creams.
cool. Oh, yeah, oh, they had all that stuff.
Lemon sorbets.
Yeah, sorbet, yeah. I don't know where they how they kept the ice. They kept it in salt or something like that. But they would
Anyway,
bring in ice, there's no question
getting
about it.
back to our little ice age, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Moraines, horseshoe-shaped moraines, too difficult.
Well, it's not you can describe it. Propellerunt terram et solum informam calcei equini. A horse's shoe, which means nothing, of course.
Well, it's curved.
Yeah, okay.
The moraine, which is this rubble, this material, is turned into the geologic equivalent of Swiss cheese.
Oh my Lord, deliver us. Icterum transfigurator in id quod into that which casus Helveticus dicitur is called Swiss cheese.
It's
Oh,
sad,
that's
eh?
enough.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I mean, you can do it.
I told you it would make your skin crawl.
You can do it, you can do it. You just have to think for a moment, heaven's sakes alive.
I do. Let's go for a walk in the Himalaya now. We wander through lush yak meadows.
And what is yak? I don't know what the yak is.
We wander through lush meadows. How do you say that?
Florida, ambulamos per prata.
Ravens clack and prattle.
Oh Lord, deliver us. Ravens are what? Corvi? Corvi? Croccant. Corvi croccant
Waffle. Prattle.
at is your blatterant. It's not the right word, but anyhow.
As they wheel above us.
Circumvolantes, that's all right.
And I scan the surrounding peaks with my binoculars.
Perspicillo meo, per lustro, apices circumdantes, that I can say.
Okay. Are you concerned about the environment?
I don't feel it, I'm sorry.
What worries you most about the environment? The lack of water that we're going to get, or the
No, I don't know
flooding?
this. I don't know this. Here in Rome, I just don't see it. I don't see this. I don't see the emergency. From the newspapers, everyone's talking about this. And they had pictures the other day how low the Tiber is. It's lower now than it should be. It was in August. Well, then, of course, you say, ooh, I don't know what's going on.
Claudius built a channel to go to the port of Ostia, didn't he?
He built a harbor out at Ostia, where he sunk the famous ship there as a lighthouse. He didn't build a channel, he built a harbor out there. He extended the harbor of Ostia, like the river, and he put a whole new thing out there, which they discovered a few years ago, you know. You know, the famous ship that brought the obelisk at St. Peter's?
So
By that was Caligula? And they built the biggest ship in the world to
well, I don't
transport
know.
this thing. You didn't know this?
No, I never know anything.
From Alexandria, Cairo, and Egypt, down the Nile, up to Rome? Well, they had about 25,000 bushels of lentils or something as ballast. It was the biggest ship in the world to get that thing at St. Peter's Square here to Rome. About 40 tons or whatever the thing is, I don't even know, which Caligula did. And of course, the ship is sitting there. They got the thing and they got the obelisk here in the Circus of Nero, parallel to St. Peter's Basilica today. But anyway, this ship is sitting out there, and Ostia was sitting there, this massive thing, the biggest ship in the world. Well, Claudius, intelligent man, said, I'm going to use this ship as part of my breakwater. No, he was going to build this new harbor, which he did. And he said, part of the breakwater way out there, I'm going to sink this ship and put a lighthouse on it, which is extremely intelligent.
Was that the first lighthouse ever?
Yeah, I mean, for the Romans, yes.
How does one say lighthouse?
Pharos, which of
Oh.
course Pharos in the east, one of the wonders of the world. And so Claudius had this ship sunk with stones and everything else and supported below with pillars. You can't believe this thing. It's all described in Suetonius. And then he had a tower put, instead of like the mast of the ship, he had a tower put up there. And on the top of the tower, he had a place for fires. And at night, he had people lighting fires up there so that the ships coming in could see the fire and direct their journey into the harbor.
How do you say all that in Latin?
Oh, I'm not going to say it all right now. And the fact is, if you go to Ostia right now, you can see mosaics there, you know, in the square of the corporations. And you see this thing like an island and this tower and fires up on top. And those were the fires of Claudius's lighthouse out at Ostia. They found about a few years ago, they found some of the foundations of these things out in the water. Oh, out of this world. It was extremely intelligent. He didn't know what to do with his ship. And so he sunk the whole thing like an island. It was so big. He sunk the thing and put a lighthouse on the top with fires there. And he said, you know, incendius or something, navicola dirigerentur, that the ships would be, or navicolae, would be directed by the fires on the top of the tower. And you can still see, as I say, in Ostia, if you go out there, you see these mosaics all over the place. And one of the symbols, almost like a postage stamp of Ostia, was this like an island with this tower and the fires up on top, which was Claudius's lighthouse. And we're
Well,
so smart today, we're not smart at all.
yeah, well, we need today, we would need the Romans to deal with our environmental problem. How do you say that?
Ignoramus hodie Romanus qui difficultatem nostram ambituum vel locorum solverent.
They
Which
would
we.
solve our problems. They would have found a solution
Oh yeah, they were very
to the
practical.
lakes
Very, very practical.
in the Himalayas.
They weren't philosophical like the Greeks, you know, and art and dancing and all music. They didn't understand that stuff. But they were extremely practical.
They were engineers in a sense, the engineer mentality.
And the organizers and laws and streets and all that stuff. Ooh, the Romans were good.